My name is Dorothy Rose Alf of Northwestern University in the Department of Chemistry. I am in my final year of graduate school, and the title of my thesis is Expanding the Coverage of High-Throughput Top-Down Proteomics to Study Cellular Decision-Making During Adoption of Anti-Proliferative States. When treating cancers, the goal is usually to administer something, a drug, radiation, etc., that stresses the cancer cells until they die. However, sometimes when cells are stressed in ways like this in the lab and in people, instead of dying, the cancer cells do something strange. After a time, without whatever the stress is, these cells start to look like old cells. They grow to be flat cells with many small bubbles where the cell is digesting itself. The DNA is also folded to silence certain genes. These cells stop dividing so the tumors don't grow or proliferate, but also don't die. A small subset of these can recover and begin dividing again. This pause is technically called stress-induced accelerated senescence, and there are many ways cells can achieve this, each likely related but not yet fully understood. What goes on in these cells to make them form this strange state and for some to escape? Studies have looked at the genes expressed, but I look at what is happening with the proteins. While the initial design comes from the DNA, a protein's final form can be altered drastically. Sequences change with additions, deletions, or rearrangements. Signals that say move here are removed when not needed, and proteins get modified with many different chemical groups. This changes protein functions, shapes, or any number of things. Over 21,000 possibilities suddenly are millions of different combinations. My goal is to analyze this wonderful complexity and to study these proteins in their whole forms as the cells go from freely growing to senescent and back again. With analysis, we can tell what thousands of protein combinations are present, so which chemical pathways are activated and which are suppressed. Ultimately, we can deepen our understanding of what goes on inside these cells and possibly find new targets to attack malicious cells or make current cancer treatments more effective. I would like to thank all of my colleagues in the Kelleher Research Group and at the Proteomics Center of Excellence at Northwestern University, as well as my funding sources, the Reach for the Stars program at Northwestern, the NIH, and the Chicago Biomedical Consortium.